In 1972, Marvin Gaye had a hit single that was titled What's Going On. The central theme of this song came from his own life experiences when he had a brother who returned from Vietnam with some life-changing events. The 1970s when the hippie era began to grow and the realities of poverty grew with it. Not only was there fighting overseas in Vietnam, but there was fighting right here in the streets of America. Racial tensions were on high alert. Gaye asked the question in 1970, what's going on? And today, I ask that same question of myself, what's going on? Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's a show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. These people draw near to me with their mouth and they honor me with their lips, but their hearts is far from me. From the teachings of Jesus Christ, it's not what goes into a man that defiles him, but what comes out of him. And the first thing that corrupts the heart is traditional religion, the one that says that they have the love of God, but again, in the words of Christ, their hearts are far from him. Right now in the world today, there are battles going on, and it seems as though we are all on high alert. In the early months of this year, we were hit hard with COVID-19, and it still has a lasting effect on everyone. No one is immune against this terrible virus, but yet there are still some who believe that they are. They are those who believe that they are superior to others and do not have to pay attention to the lives of yours or mine. What's going on? Isaiah reminded us in verse 13 of chapter 29. The Lord said, these people approach me with their speeches to honor me with lip service, yet their hearts are far from me, and human rules direct their worship of me. Now this serves as a reminder that prayer and praise have to come from a heart that's in tune with God in order to be valid. When we approach God with words only, then we're only paying lip service to him. When we try to approach him with what the law says instead of what's in our hearts, then it's false. So many today claim to have the love of God in their hearts, yet they have no love for their fellow man. Across this country, people are being killed unjustly each day, yet we come up with excuses as to why they had to die. Or we try to make it all right by saying it's because of their past. Others are being treated harshly and differently simply because of their beliefs and even sadly because of the color of their skin. Institutional traditions such as rituals, rules, and regulations causes us to become hypocritical. And it is that person who gives lip service while keeping his heart that's far from God. He may acknowledge God and say that he's doing things in the name of religion, but that's just it. Religion is not the thing to be worshipped. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must do so in spirit and in truth. If a man says that he loves God and hates his brother, his fellow citizen, then the Bible says that that man is a liar. How can you claim to have the love of God yet once again hate your neighbor? The Pharisees and the scribes lived by a different code and a different set of rules. They made things up on the fly, ones that would fit their needs and desires. And if they broke a rule, hey, no problem. We'll just make one up to replace that one in order to keep us looking good. One day they came to Jesus and tried to trip him up in their man-made laws, but he, being quick on his feet and swift of the tongue, saw them coming from a mile away. Their mouths may cry out to God the Father, and they may even dress the part. But as our Lord and Savior announces, their hearts are far from him. They tried to charge him with breaking tradition, but he, being who he was, said, it's your traditions that broke God's law. In our country today, there are so many differences of opinion. There are those who feel as though they have privilege over others and can say and do whatever they like. Yet when someone else does the same thing, it then becomes a problem. The Bible says that God created man in his own image and likeness, and that our creation was done out of divineness, and we're subject to divine counsel. We are all the work of the hands of God. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he commanded us to. We're living in a world where things are seemingly out of control. There are no ends to the means, and everyone is running around doing their own thing. We say that we love God, but in most cases, it's only cliche. When is it all in? When will men come together in harmony and put aside their petty differences? The people of Isaiah's day were spiritually insensitive. They had hard hearts and foul mouths. They attended worship services, but the focus was not on God, but tradition. Hypocritical worship and following man-made rules only pushes us farther away from God, and it will cause our hearts to become hard. Woe to them who go to great lengths to hide their plans from the Lord. They do their works in the dark and say, "Who can see us?" You may be able to hide things from other men, but one thing for sure is that you cannot hide it from God. He knows us inside and out. He knows what's on our minds and what's in our hearts, and nothing can be hidden from Him. In a world where there's chaos and turmoil, we have to ask the question, what's going on? Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. One love, 5 minutes.